When a person is serious about placing himself or herself in a spiritual path or the path to realization, which I speak of as remembering and becoming again what one is, one finds that there are many aspects of the personality that come to the fore that person doesn't want, doesn't desire, or they get in the way of the larger goals. There are aspects of the personality which are not harmonious. The person is picked up in various ways. Could be short-term, could be long-term, could be longer than this world, that are carried with the individuality of the personality that need to be dealt with, need to be balanced, need to be harmonized, need to be corrected. They can be things that are picked up from the race. They can be parental, environmental. They can be desires that are influenced by externals. They can be fears that are natural, that need to be dealt with, such as the fear of dying. Any of these things can require a change of the personality. And when a person places himself or herself toward love, toward the real, toward harmony, toward joy, toward beauty, placing himself or herself toward giving, to becoming again that which one is or can be in the highest, then all these aspects of personality, in order to reach that goal, have to accommodate that, have to be changed to that. In other words, the real, the highest, the ideal, to reach that goal within one's life, in terms of actuality of living it, they all have to be able to show through the personality and through the activities of the individual. This is the fulfillment of these desires. If they bring into focus, into form, the reality and the intention of the highest of the real. And this is part of an self-realization, becoming again. If your ideal being is one of love, harmony, joy, and peace, has those qualities, and you seek that level of realization, remembering again, because you are of this, then you have to manifest it. You have to show it naturally, easily, as part of your own being, in order to fulfill that. So you end up with questions of, how do you deal with things that are not harmonious? How do you deal with qualities of the personality, attitudes, which are not in the way that you wish them to be, or what you know they should be? And by should, I'm speaking of that are reflecting the qualities of your ideal of where you want to go. How do you deal with these things in order to put them into harmony? How do you lessen the effect of the negative? How do you strengthen the positive? How do you go about changing attitudes that you have that you know are detrimental to going further? Well, there's many ways in which one can deal with that. There are all sorts of systems that are set up. There's the use of books or stories as a method. There's meditations, there's concentrations, there's prayers. There's ways in which we place ourselves and force ourselves through outer physical work to do something and then let the personality go from there. There is psychiatry. Self-examination is one point that always needs to be done and is extremely important, because without self-examination, we can't determine where we are and what we're doing in a conscious manner. It will unfold to us if we pay attention over a period of time when we change from that. But it makes it so much easier to find out, to be honest, to be brutally honest and clear with ourselves of what we are doing, what our intention is, our desires are, to examine our active actions, and then from there to be able to consciously make a choice to go further with them or to change them, to alter them in some manner. Without that, we're not clear in terms of very daily activity. One of the things to do is to watch, to pay attention. In order to do this, you have to be able to first have the desire to look at what you are, what you're doing, to be aware of your thinking. In order to do this, you have to be able to quiet your thoughts. Practice of concentration is extraordinarily helpful, useful here. You can set patterns, you can set prayers in the course of doing that. You can ask and request the universe to guide you and lead you in the manner that you're desiring. But first and foremost, there's an aspect of self-examination of where you are. Now, no matter how far you go, as you go further, then you're also opening the way for the same examination of yourself. And this gets finer and finer and finer, so that every thought, every feeling, every attitude is considered, and those that are blocking or in the way, they're put aside. For the sincere person who is yielding, surrendering all those things which they know keep them from their ultimate goal or functions. One of the ways in dealing with that is through the work of transmutation. You take and you consider, either at the time something comes up or in retrospection, sitting and paying attention to a quality or a condition that you wish to change. You pay attention to that. You feel it. You sense and feel the energy that's there, and you deliberately look at the counter to that, the balance to it. And the higher you go in that balance, the more you can move toward that real. So if you are greedy and you wish to be generous, and your idea of generosity is giving a little bit, then you can, through first of all paying attention to your situation and self-examination, secondly determining through your intention and your will, your desire to not to be that, but to be generous, third examining the ideal toward which you wish to move, and this will limit the degree to which you go toward that. If, in other words, your desire to move from greediness to generosity, and generosity, let's put it on a 10-point scale, 1 to 10, and your feeling of what that means is a 2, then you'll move only to the second level of generosity. The more you move toward that, the more you are aware and understand what are the qualities of generosity, then you'll have the opportunity to commit yourself toward that and you'll be able to actually move toward that. You feel that as becoming part of yourself. You examine and feel the energy, the forms that are tied up within the inner structure of your current situation, and you feel them dissolving. You can put actually light to that. You connect your breath to that. You feel the energy dissolving and moving toward the higher resonance of where you want to go. And that's the moving toward that. You feel that taking place, that becoming more and more solid. And that's called transmutation. And moving toward that. This is a method in use that you can apply toward changing your behavior, your activities, and your attitudes, which will all work together. And as one changes, then the others will naturally change. But you can only do this to the extent that you can conceive and feel the particular qualities of the or elements of what you're designed to move toward. Is another overall manner and way in which you can move, which is also beneficial to do, and that can be done very much in accord with self-examination, transmutation, and use of will, and this is surrender toward the highest that you can conceive. And here, the use of recitations of different qualities of the universal being of the real are many, many times used in various traditions or paths or mystical approaches. Here we have the breaking down of the qualities, the higher qualities of the real into particulars, such as, for example, in the Islamic tradition, mercy, compassion, being Rahman, Rahim. And so, as one places oneself toward this, there's the unfolding of the universal compassion, the understanding and the experience of the higher levels of what compassion is and mercy are. And this can be enhanced through movement, through positions of hands and arms, through turning. Each one of these things is a little tool that can be used to enhance the experience of these qualities. And as the experience of the qualities grows, and as one places oneself within the framework of actually feeling it, then one grows within this, and this naturally unfolds within the personality. And as this unfolds within the personality and the understanding grows, so naturally will activities that a person does change, and this includes their attitudes, their thinking. You place yourself toward the highest of your ideal, and then as you move toward this, this grows even more. And then you place yourself toward that. You continue until there's no difference between yourself and your ideal. You become of this. Thus, it's extremely important as part of the process, and perhaps the overall part of the process, to finally and firmly and clearly point yourself toward the highest of the positive, highest of the real, the highest of your ideal, of that which you wish to have come through you and manifest in through you, and let it take place. And so your in-breath brings that toward you, and your out-breath expands yourself toward that. and then you place your activities in that, you open the door for the continuation, the continuity of that expression within your daily life, and you surrender, you give away the selfishness of the personality, the personal perspective. You can take on the larger perspective many times through practices which are of light and breath, of harmony, of unity, and you'll get those tastes in a larger sense. And this is one of the reasons for taking on the awareness and consciousness that comes through a meditative state, through meditation, contemplation, and other practices of becoming, such as walks, recitations, attunements. If you continue to recite in a finer and finer way, a quality, the sound of that quality will act upon the body. If you continue to place yourself there, your personality will move toward that. Again, what you place your attention on, you become. And so you place yourself toward the highest and you will move toward that. You do it physically in terms of activity, and you become aware of how you're acting and doing and your thinking through your self-examination. And you catch yourself when you're moving and you're working on older patterns that are counter to what you're doing. You pay attention to each word, each thought, each feeling, each attitude, and those that are within the in harmony moving toward your goal, you strengthen through breath, through light, and those that are not in harmony, that are conflicting, you let them go, and you let the energy, feel the energy move, transmuting toward the higher goal. And overall, you continue the attitude, the actual placing of your consciousness, your awareness, on the highest of what that ideal is and is going to be and what you're moving toward, and then you become of this. And this is the importance of paying attention to the elements or qualities that one needs to develop. And these are the need shows itself either as a result of a personal interaction or an understanding that comes to someone, intuition, guidance being external to yourself, and that by that I am talking about to the assistance of another personality, which in reality is not different from yourself, but is part of yourself, to the guiding of the real mind, the real being, the real heart, which also is part of yourself as this unfolds. But in all these cases, it's placing yourself to the highest that you can conceive, strengthening that, coming back to that. And as you do, all things shall be raised toward that, until finally you become of that, and you become of that through self-surrender, through letting go of that separateness that you feel, which is not real. Yes, it's real to yourself when you're within that framework, but from a larger standpoint, it's not real. It's like saying that you are your clothes, and for the person who feels that what they put on in the clothes makes him or her, then that person from a functional standpoint is real. This is the case. But from a larger standpoint, one recognizes that you can take off your clothes and put on something else if you wish, and that will change. So you're not your clothes. You're not your body. What is it that you place I to be? Or your mind. You're thinking, well, I don't have to think that way. Then you're saying, well, my mind is not me. In all these things that you place yourself toward, you're putting your sense of separateness, your identification as being separate, away. And then there are practices to do that. But in all cases, the highest and the easiest is to love, to give of yourself as much as you can, and place yourself toward your ideal, keeping in mind and heart and breath that one thing, and then letting that come through you and function and fulfill your life by you being in harmony with that. And you find as you do that there's an unfolding of the spirit and the breath and the joy and the peace, because you are unfolding yourself at the same time you're moving higher to your ideal, and your ideal reflects your own understanding of what you are. And this is part of moving forward, where you place yourself in retrospection, in self-examination, transmutation of action, of the energy and the patterns and forms, that you use the tools that are available to you, in the many different manners and frameworks, and within the structure of guidance that you have placed yourself in and you accept, and following that from either the assistance of somebody else or the unfolding of that only guidance and that only real guidance of life itself, that true teacher, which is part of yourself until you harmonize with that fully. And at the same time, you place yourself toward the highest of your ideal that you can conceive. And as you move toward this in breath and heart and being, you'll become that, and it becomes of you. This is moving forward in the changing of your personality, in the letting go of your separateness to the universal ideal of what you become.